News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hurricane Helene has made an historic landfall as the strongest hurricane on record to slam into Florida's Big Bend. It's the strongest Gulf storm in decades. And Jackie Goddard, US correspondent from the Times of London, joins us now this morning from there. Good morning to Jackie. What do we know so far? This is one of the worst storms in decades. What's happening?
Yes, so it's a Category 4 storm, which means that it had maximum sustained winds of 140 miles an hour when it made landfall. That means when the middle of the eye of the very centre of the storm moved ashore. And it made landfall up in the northwest of Florida, 10 miles from a little town called Perry, which has now been slammed by three major storms in just 13 months. It's in an area called the Big Bend area, very fragile, very vulnerable part of the world. But the broader implications for this storm, which is 400 miles wide, are immense. From the Gulf Coast on the west of Florida to the Atlantic coast on the east, there are impacts. There are power outages. There is flooding being driven ahead into at least five other states, including Georgia and North and South Carolina. There's catastrophic impacts in Florida around the area where the actual most intensive winds drove massive storm surge of up to 20 feet. So that's a wall of water coming in from the ocean, rushing into people's homes in the streets. There's been fish swimming in the streets. There's been people's living rooms inundated, and some of these houses, particularly in the smaller, more rural communities along the coastline, are just one story tall. So, as the sheriff has been saying, you can't climb out, you can't climb up to get out of the water. You are absolutely in a non-survivable situation.
And we do know that lives have been lost already since it has made landfall. A million people without power, roads flooded. Are people fleeing the area? What's happening in terms of evacuations?
Well, evacuations are something that happens before a storm makes landfall. So if they didn't move, it's too late now. That storm is now ashore and has unleashed its fury. There were evacuations ahead of time. If you're in particular low-lying areas or coastal areas that are flood-prone, you're ordered to evacuate. And we know that a number of those communities and people in vulnerable areas did so. But we're also seeing people, there are rescues, places like Fort Myers Beach, which a couple of years ago was the face of another hurricane that absolutely devastated the area. People have been rebuilding, and now once again their homes are floating around in water. We did hear from sheriff's departments in a number of different counties that they were really urging hard for people to clear out ahead of the hurricane if they lived in these low-lying areas.
And if they haven't cleared out, I presume it is to stay put now. Do we know how long the region is going to be battered by Storm Helene?
So the storm is moving now through, having come ashore in Florida. It's going to move up north, and it's moving pretty rapidly up through into Georgia and the Carolinas. The impacts, though, that it leaves in its wake are going to be immense. You've got flood water that's going to, you know, move on out, and then all those damages to deal with, power outages that can go on for weeks or if not months if the entire infrastructure is damaged. It's the impacts that it leaves in its wake that are going to be, with a lasting endurance. But the storm itself is moving through quickly. So throughout the course of today and tomorrow, we're going to see winds dying down and storm surge moving out again. But then comes the weeks of cleanup.
That is Jackie Goddard there, US correspondent from the Times of London. And we will be bringing you more on Hurricane Helene as we have it throughout the course of the morning on the show and throughout the course of the day here.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.